For a lot of you, life will be very hard, and for a lot of you, life will be very painful until you accept these truths. Now, the truths that I am going to be showing you today, we can split them up a million different ways, but the main backbone and the main premise of this is that women do not want you to like them. Okay? Say that with me one more time. If you have interest in a woman, if you find her attractive, she does not want you to like her. Majority of women that you will date, I would even go as far as to say virtually all of the women that you will date, instantly, as soon as you like them, as soon as you would like to be with them, as soon as you genuinely like who they are as a person, are going to naturally close off from you. They are going to naturally withdraw their interest that they at one point were reciprocating, and they are going to think that you are low value. And they are going to think that they have higher sexual market value than you. Say this with me one more time, because this is such a painful and this is such a bitter truth that you are going to have to realize and come to terms with. And the reason why you're going to have to come to terms with it is that over the years, as you've grown up, you have been fed the wrong information. You have been told that women like men who like them. You have been told that women will oftentimes give their love and genuine desire and reciprocate interest to the men who show them care. What I can tell you is this could not be further from the truth. The more interest you show a woman, the more you show her that you really like her, the more you show her that you really care about her. This is going to be painful, but you need to let this sink in. She will naturally hate your fucking guts, and she will naturally resent you. And I'm going to tell you this, it's not her fault, okay? Blame Mother Nature if you have to, blame biology if you have to, blame fucking God if you have to. I don't care who you have to blame, but what you have to do is you have to actually take a step back, you have to look at the world, you have to see how the world is, you have to actually see how these women behave when you date them or when you get into a relationship with them, and then you have to notice the patterns. And see, that's where wisdom comes in. Wisdom comes into play as a man when you can actually distinguish what is true versus what is complete bullshit that you've been fed. So I'm going to say this one more time. Women do not like the men who like them. And to take that a step further, women do not want you to like them. If you even ask women, there's even some women out there as, you know, being openly, let's say, hypergamous, right? Or let's say all of this stuff is normalized nowadays where, you know, people are promiscuous or people, you know, see a lot of different people or people have very short-term casual relationships and then they move on to the next. Women nowadays, a lot of them are even being truthful and they will flat out say, I don't like a man if he likes me. Okay, so at first I thought that this was completely wild. When I first started dating, I was like, whoa, this is so wild. Like, if you like a girl, isn't she supposed to like you back? Or if you show that you're attracted to a woman, doesn't she naturally want to reciprocate that attraction and reciprocate that interest in you as a man if you show her that you like her? And then you start to see that every worldview and every belief that you once hold totally gets flipped on its head. And here's what I mean. The reason why women do not want you to like them is because they perceive attraction differently. As soon as you like that woman, okay? And this comes to a cold hard reality for a lot of you, especially if you're in really long-term relationships or especially if you have a huge crush on a specific girl, what you're going to notice is that as soon as you like a woman, she starts to think that you have low sexual market value, right? Because think about this. Only in her girl brain and her woman brain and how she perceives the world and how she perceives her own attraction, when you look at hypergamy and how women naturally want to look up to a man, okay, in her brain it processes this way. She goes, only a man who wouldn't want me is automatically higher value than me. Only a man who doesn't find my beauty drop-dead stunning and drop-dead gorgeous is obviously worthy of me. Only a man who is not completely sold on me is obviously worthy of me, because now he's actually higher value. See, this is the cold hard reality and the cold hard truth that men don't want to come to terms with, especially in a world that tells you to hustle fucking harder. especially in a world that tells you to go make more money, especially in a world that tells you to, you know, look a certain way and you have to be ripped and you have to do all the self-improvement work to even be worthy of the attention or the attraction from a woman, right? And see, this is a cold, hard, bitter pill and a cold, hard, bitter reality that men have to face, because the beliefs that you once held need to be shattered. When you don't want her, she wants you. When you live in your own world and act like you... So like here's how I personally live as I've gotten older. I am the most important person in my life. What I do always comes first. I live my life in abundance and I genuinely have a good time with or without a woman or with or without a companion. I genuinely only want to do things that I want to do. I go to bed when I want. I wake up when I want. Nobody tells me where I have to be. Nobody tells me what I have to do. Nobody tells me what I should do. And nobody tells me what I shouldn't do. And I'm going to tell you this. As soon as a woman comes into my life and I do start dating, I don't change shit. If she decides to be here for a couple hours and we hang out, cool. If I don't see her for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I don't give a damn. And you have to carry yourself the same way, because women only genuinely want the men who don't want them. So I'm telling you this to save you years of headache. I'm telling you this to save you years of heartbreak. I'm saying this to save you a future divorce. I'm saying this to save you a future failed relationship when you lose 2-3 years off of your life that you could have spent dating somebody else. Men need to know this. Women don't want you to like them. As soon as you like her, she tells herself, he's not worthy of me. As soon as you like her, she tells herself, hypergamy, right? Hypergamy is not satisfied. I think that I can go do better. As soon as you like her, she tells herself, you know what? I don't even know if I necessarily view him as an attractive companion anymore. I'm going to see if I can find somebody better. Now, here's where better gets really blurry. When a man thinks better, you think somebody more attractive. So when you think somebody more attractive, you go, the next guy she's going to be with is going to be taller than me. He's going to make more money than me, and he's going to be better looking than me. And that is complete bullshit, because those are external attraction triggers. Women look at the man as a whole. And when they look at the man as a whole, what that means is what they're looking at is they're looking at his personality from the inside out. What makes him him? And you know what happens when she looks at your personality? The first thing that she's looking at is if you put her up on the pedestal and if you want her beauty or not. The second that you're willing to hang out with her, be with her, but you're not necessarily acting as if you're over invested, you're acting as if you don't necessarily care how attractive you think she is, all of a sudden you're the man that she wants. All of a sudden you're the man that's all of a sudden she feels is worthy of her beauty. And all of a sudden you're the man that she wants to definitely pursue. So this is very important. Women will oftentimes only want to truthfully be with the men who don't want them. And women don't want you to like them. And they don't want you to know this, because then they are going to lose the leverage and the power in these relationships that they have held for so long. And what you're going to see as a man is the older you get, the more that you develop, the less you like them. Like the true secret, if you want to know the true secret, the true secret is to not want any of them. To carry yourself as if you are so high value, to carry yourself as if you are a true king, to carry yourself as if you are truly, you put yourself on that pedestal. When you walk into that room, you act as if you don't need anything from anybody. That is the true secret. When you do not want any of them, I don't care if she has runway model good looks. I don't care if she's the most feminine, sweet woman you've ever met in your life. I don't care. When you don't want any of them because you have a cool enough life, enough confidence, a cool enough setup and circumstances with your own friends and the own things that you have going on, that is when she truly wants you. So it has taken me, you guys got to understand, when I give you guys these videos, it has taken me 10 years to do this. I've basically dedicated my whole life figuring this out, to helping you guys on this channel. This has basically been my entire life's work. And this has had to take me dating dozens and dozens and dozens of girls over the years, seeing how they behave, seeing how unanimously, what is their thought processes when they're around you. And when you accept these truths, life gets very sweet. When you accept these truths, life gets very easy as a man. And when you accept these truths, you have to put up with far less bullshit than you once had to. So this is why I'm telling you, women don't want you to like them. The second you overinvest and put them on this pedestal, they start to withdraw interest from you and they start to assume that they can do better. And women are constantly looking at the man as a whole and his personality. And hypergamy is only satisfied when she sees you from the inside out. And when she sees you from the inside out and she sees that you genuinely are fine with or without her, then and only then does she consistently want to keep coming back to you. Then and only then does she consistently keep wanting to see you. Because I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Any man who tells himself, you know what, I want to just go out there and party and I want to sleep with whoever I can, and I want to just sleep with a bunch of girls and I just want to have a great time for myself, I'm going to tell you this. What that man really wants is he wants to make sure the women in his life that he genuinely likes, he can keep. And the only way that you can do that, so you have those dating interactions and those relationships as something that's stable, is by living by these principles. So this is why women don't want you to like them. This is why they're never going to tell you this. And this is why, in order for you to actually flourish as a man, you're going to have to come to terms with these truths and accept the world for how it actually is, because you were probably fed the wrong information throughout the years. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.